From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Election Day still a ways away, but voting in California actually begins this week as counties send out vote-by-mail ballots. Today, we kick off our look at the 11 statewide measures facing Californians, and we begin with Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative, Proposition 30. Here's Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
I, Jerry Brown.
Ever since he returned to the governor's office, Jerry Brown has had one overarching goal: end the state's persistent budget deficits by winning voter approval on a tax measure. After failing to reach a deal with legislative Republicans, he turned this year to the biggest staple in California's political playbook.
That's it. All right, guys, let's get them filed.
Right this way, guys. In May, the governor personally turned in voter signatures to place an initiative on the ballot. Proposition 30 would temporarily raise the sales tax a quarter cent and raise income taxes on the wealthiest Californians. Here's how Brown framed the stakes at a campaign event in August.
It's whether the most privileged and blessed people in our state will pay 1 or 2 or 3% more for 7 years, or we cut 3 weeks of school and take $500 million from our colleges.
That approach angers Prop 30 opponents.
Hey, lady, hand over your purse or the schools get it.
What?
This radio ad comes from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. President John Kupal says the problem isn't just that the governor is holding schools hostage. It's issues like the state park scandal and high-speed rail.
State government is not a good steward of taxpayer money now, and they have not earned the right to even ask for more money.
One last part of Prop 30 is often overlooked. It would constitutionally protect money for Governor Brown's shift of low-level offenders from the state to counties. But the big focus is on the tax increases and their impact on the state budget. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.